Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Alerts of potentially more violent storms are out for more than 30 million people, many hit by weekend tornadoes and twisters overnight. In hard-hit Kentucky, ABC's Janae Norman.
Some 80 miles south of Lexington, Kentucky, a path of utter destruction through Laurel County. The tornado's winds estimated to be at least 136 miles an hour. At least 17 people killed in this county alone.
A fourth New Orleans jail escapee has been captured out of the 10 who busted out last Thursday night. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Investigators say the inmates took advantage of defective locks and a hole behind a toilet to escape, leaving behind the message, "Too easy, LOL."
Investigators suspect the escapees got help. President Trump is expected on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass a multi-trillion dollar budget package. More testimony today in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs in New York. Some focused on his ex, Cassie Ventura. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two people are dead after what police at UW-Platteville are calling an isolated incident Monday afternoon. The Platteville Police Department said that early in their investigation, they found there was no danger to the public. Late Monday night, the university announced that two 22-year-old students, Kelsey Martin of Beloit and Haley Helms of Baraboo, had passed away after the incident at Wilgus Hall, a dormitory on the UW-Platteville campus. Finals are canceled this week, and the campus will stay open so that students and staff can access mental health resources. Half a dozen community members expressed concerns at the Green Bay Area Public School District last night as to how the district handled residency questions over former board member Cao Lee. District Legal Counsel Melissa Teal Collar told the gallery that if Lee had resigned in March when the allegations that he lived outside of the school district first surfaced before the April election, state law would still have required the board to appoint a replacement for Lee, who was elected in 2024. People who want to apply to fill Lee's seat can do so starting at 5 p.m. this afternoon through June 3rd. Law enforcement agencies across the state and country begin their annual campaign to reinforce the life-saving habit of wearing a seatbelt. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the Brewers in Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s with wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, more scattered showers. Our low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Carmelo Anthony. For the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Kira Sabin, our positivity psychologist coach, will be here in her second of a three-part series on building community. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt Nair on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday out there. Jim and I met at the door this morning and we said, this is a cold May. Isn't it though?
Just this week.
You just feel like it you're walking on, it's going to be nicer than it is. Yeah. You just assume it's going to be nicer than it is.
Yeah. Cold
it's
walk.
Not horrible out there. 48 in Green Bay, 48 in Appleton, 47 in Appleton. It is breezy. Showers forecast for today, high around 50.
It was refreshing, though.
You going with that?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it was all right. Whatever.
You looked real, like you're really savoring the morning as you're walking.
I was really enjoying that walk. Yeah, you're
really
right.
You looked like you were embracing the day. Carpe diem, everybody. Carpe bleeping diem.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Mm-hmm. Your hands were so deep in your pockets.
I know.
It was.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cooler. All right. Well, anyway.
All right. Happy Tuesday to you. Boy, we got a great lineup for you here. We got a lot of good guests. A lot of stuff happening now over the next, it's a big time, like the next month or so. Seems like a lot of stuff happens.
You mean graduations?
Yeah, all that, and then high school tournaments, you know, Memorial Day is huge, and all the different things, and,
you know. You get some invites to graduation parties, so, you're right, this is a cool time of year, though.
Yeah.
The weather's getting better, and,
Today, we got a great line. By the way, Vicky wants to get the first one. Good morning. Good morning, Vicky.
Hey, Vic.
Where's Vicky calling, or where's Vicky texting? Because one of my guys that we put on the other day, Todd, Facebook-wise, he's in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I think Vicky's down in North Fond du Lac.
North Fond du Lac, all right. Love Do we still have people from like Allentown, Pennsylvania and everything?
Right? Yeah, I think so. I'll tell you what, let's have a little fun this morning. Why don't you just text in where you're listening from to get the mobile app, of course, the Civic Media app, choose WGBW or WISS, and then text us and just say, hey, I'm listening in wherever. Right. So
should we give,
let's do a roll call.
Something like we have, you know, Pens.
From the, who came, like a wedding reception, the DJ? Who came the furthest? Where are you from? Chicago. Are you kidding me? I can walk to Chicago. Who's next?
Okay, forget it. I just thought
I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I know you're right. I've been to those.
You've all been to those. You know what I can understand, Todd? Because I've always said I'd like to be a wedding DJ.
Oh, God.
No. Yeah.
Well, that was resounding encouragement from both of you.
You get the parents who are paying for it. You got the bride who wants this. You got other guests. Remember, we just talked to a wedding DJ.
Yeah.
He was talking about how the group, you know, the wedding DJ's job is to get people on the floor.
Get that
right?
Party started.
I mean, that's really it. It's not like do this, do that. It's get the people on the floor. The people are coming up and requesting all these songs. And it was the bride's mother, the bride is like, we're only doing this.
That was my.
That was you.
That was me.
Oh.
That they only wanted country music.
That's what it was.
There was no DJ we had in here. It was Todd.
Okay.
And it that's literally true. All the bridesmaids and the bride all had cowboy boots on
their
dresses.
See?
Okay.
And it
was Brown Eyed Girl, which you would think could kind of cross over to country a little bit. I mean, it's not that far out.
Right.
Well, play now it would be like back then when that came out, it would have been.
Well, no, but this was like, in the
early
2000s for me doing the wedding.
Yeah.
All right.
Got
oh, that was you. That,
okay. Yeah, yeah. And, but, and you know, I played that, and the crowd just went crazy. Everybody's dancing in the hole. And here she walked in her little cowboy boots right up to the thing.
Kidding.
I said only country.
Yep.
By 10 o'clock, the dance was over.
Right.
Everybody left.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So that killed it, kind of, huh?
We got a text here. I'm listening from Lake Wales, Florida. I got to find out who that is.
That is Debbie.
Nice.
It's who? Debbie?
Debbie. Yep. She listens every day.
All right,
she's
Debbie.
That you, John sang happy birthday to her last week because she'd sent that text to me. Yes, Lake Wales. She bought a condo down there. Did not like the weather in Wisconsin.
She sent me a text that made her day.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She did. So anyway, yes, that's
yeah. So Vicky, where's Vicky? Fond du Lac.
Okay.
That DJ. So I'll tell you who can get people on the floor, which is no surprise, is Big Mouth.
I believe.
Well,
it.
Well, yes and no.
Well, with that guy, he said to me because that was a fun wedding, and even those guys, I don't. They're worth it, but it costs money for a live band. And that's what my daughter wanted, and that's what they did. I'm telling you, John, the whole night.
I love Big Mouth. I would listen to Big Mouth on my last day on this earth, okay? I'd like to watch him perform. We're at our buddy John Kramer's.
Oh.
And everybody sat there, and they just wanted to listen to Big Mouth. Mm. They were so good.
See the show.
And it was at the Railroad Museum, and it's like they went to a Big Mouth show. And everybody sat around and listened to Big Mouth and just really got into Big Mouth's music.
Clapping and stuff after the songs.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and they're coming around with the sax and doing the different things.
Oh.
And so it was great in that way, but it's like you got a free concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I guess, and maybe if the crowd wasn't really into dancing, maybe that's what they enjoyed.
It was more into just sitting back and enjoying it and everything.
Yeah. Oh, and those guys, they do it every month, and they led everybody. And it was on the third floor of the Title Town upstairs, where you can oversee the city. And they played, just marched all the way out outside, and then we had fireworks. They were the easiest band to work with. Yet DJs are better, like Greta, right? When she married that Colombian. And just two different genres of music, and there's not a band that can play both those. You know what I mean? Like play Colombian music and to play American music.
Yeah, no.
So there we got a DJ, and he goes, I can do that. So it was great. But
Very cool.
But you got to let the DJ call the shots if. You know what I'm saying?
He knows what he's doing.
Right.
He knows what he's doing.
Brought in the lights.
He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Terry says the average high today is supposed to be 70.
That's correct.
For today?
Yeah.
I believe
the
it.
The average high is 70.
Oh, the average.
Yeah, the
should
average.
Be. Okay.
Should be such a nice day. That's such a nice time of year.
Yeah.
Where are we listening from? My bathroom on the east side of Green
Thank you.
Bay.
Okay.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just move on from that one, Brian. Listening from Allentown, PA, technically Magunji, but no one has ever heard of that. Allison. Is it Magunji?
I don't know.
Outside of Allentown, yeah.
Because one of the rivers there is Mahogany, the three rivers for Three River Stadium, the Ohio, the something, and the Monongahela all come together. Because Monongahela, Pennsylvania, is the hometown of Joe Montana.
Everybody knows that.
And, I know, right?
And let's just be honest. If he was mispronouncing him, you and I would never know.
Right, right. Well, that's interesting. That's nice to have that knowledge.
I love this song, by the way.
Have you ever had a song that just sticks in your mind and you know exactly where you were when you had the song in your mind?
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Mine was Christmas, right before Christmas, Frankenmuth, Michigan. It's a little town outside of Flint that they dedicate their whole town to Christmas. One of those places have the great Christmas, so it's a year round. They're famous for two things, their chicken and their Christmases. And I remember, and my wife at the time was, Amber was born a week later. So it's one of those things. And I remember this song was in my head the whole time. Well, we're living here in Allentown.
Oh.
And it's hard to keep a good man down. Our fathers fought the Second World War.
Yep.
How's your mayor doing out there?
In Allentown? What do you mean? Why? I don't know.
I'll look it up.
What happened? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think he got a little hot water. I went to conferences together. We'll see. I got the wrong city. I think it was.
That seems like a tough town, doesn't it? It just seems like it'd be a tough town.
Who
I think is from there? Mike Ditka.
Yeah, that would be the tough town.
Yep, I think Mike Ditka is from there.
Maybe because they compete, they have some competition out there. In terms of towns, cities.
Oh yeah,
that you got Pittsburgh, Philly.
Oh yeah, Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hershey, Erie.
Those are. No, El Quipita.
That's where he's from?
Mike Ditka, El Quipita. Look it up. Look it up.
Who's that?
Mike Ditka.
Oh, that's his real name?
Mike Ditka. My goodness.
The coach.
What's Al Quipita?
Mike Ditka is from El Quipita.
A native of Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Mike attended El Quipita High School. Yes.
Wow.
I got a weird thing.
Yeah, you do. Wow.
I'm sorry, Todd.
Should have that checked.
Yes.
El Quipita.
Tony Dorsett is from there, too, I believe.
El Quipita. There we go. El Quipita.
That was Joe Namath's big rival in high school, and he was at Beaver Falls.
Of course it was.
Yes. Okay.
Just throwing it out there. People want to know.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get into it.
All right. Wow. Hey, happy World Bee Day. Okay. I know. Okay, Todd, can you make a quick call?
To none other than, right? Wayne.
Yeah. I saw his they had a lot of damage from that storm.
Oh, he's out in the sticks.
It took out a bunch of stuff. Yeah. But I saw something that Angel and our Facebook friends, she said she doesn't want to talk about the bees because they were trapped inside their house for 2 days. And couldn't leave their house? Yeah.
That could make for a good movie.
Wayne, I know, right? Remember
so the bees kept them in the house.
That's what it sounded Facebook.
And he takes care of the bees.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Wayne, if you are listening and you have a chance, call us at 264-0606.
Were you held hostage in your house?
That queen bee's like, okay, guys, we've talked about a revolution. This is
Most people are peeing me off. Hey, guys, listen.
We go tonight.
Listen, phones are down.
right.
We got enough bees in the transformer. Right. We short-circuited it.
The spray is in the garage. We won't let him get to it.
He can't get to it. You know, there's...
Wow.
I was writing one of my chapters in my book last night, and... these guys were on this mission in Vietnam, and they saw the Viet Cong, and it's like, they're there, let's go. So they started running through the jungle, and they went down this little thing, and they got into a thing of ground wasps so bad that guys had to send in helicopters to take guys out. They were stung so bad by ground wasps. I mean, like, it was medically evacuated from getting stung.
But those things come up out of there. You step on, I've seen some video online and stuff like that.
And the guys have the big full suits on and they're going in there and you can just see these things attacking.
I got attacked one time. And so did you. It's funny because, you know, we had our guy on yesterday, Don Carper from Veterans Village.
Yep.
And we were talking about clearing out that whole area. And we had this one guy.
We found that hooch.
And this was, yeah. And this, did I tell you about that, Todd?
I don't know.
When Don and I cleaned out this whole area at Veterans Village in Appleton a couple of years ago, okay? It's just overgrown, just ugly in a ditch.
Next to a college dorm. That's
right.
Next
okay.
to
yeah.
Okay. That's important.
Yeah.
Well, now all sorts of things are going through my mind.
And we clear it.
It wasn't a dead body.
We find this thing, this big, like a planter box thing and everything with like electricity from somewhere and like irrigation. All hidden. What do you think that was?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It was all under the brush.
Yeah, completely. Little. You never knew. We were like 3 days into digging into this
guy
stuff.
Guy was running his business, growing his stuff. Yeah.
Farming going on.
Right.
Yeah.
But he was actually using the irrigation. Yeah. It was a little bit of a science experiment.
Oh, yeah. So absolutely.
Give him a little credit for
that. Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. You probably know this, too. When we were doing that downtown campaign, Live Here, Love Here, Live It, Love
on the
It.
West Side. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of these places were rentals that we're going to. But we were asking, could we look? And Garrett was with us times two and everything. So could we look at the house, make an appointment, and get an idea of maybe what it could be worth and look for yada, yada, yadas? You know, because we're trying to have, because we have a lot of investors that want to buy those.
Yep.
But anyway, well, you know, I'm not telling you anything. But anyway, there were at least two, possibly three, where when you walk in, you knew right away because the basement windows are painted over black.
Right. That and sometimes the outlets are low.
Yeah.
Yeah, they drop them down to like a foot off the floor. It's like, I wonder why he did that.
Yeah, and you see hoses coming through the rafters like the joints.
The right lights, the right.
Yes. Yeah. But as soon as you saw the painted windows, you knew. Right off the bat.
And I mentioned this before, but with the homeless shelter, we're doing this expansion. So we bought these seven houses in a pretty bad area. And then the chief called. He goes, "Hey, look, could we, you know, plant some drugs in there and run the dogs through and, you know, looking for that?" I'm like, "You don't need to plant any drugs in there, chief. They're there.
Let them go. In fact, they might be hyperventilating."
Right.
I told you the cops wanted me to be that guy one time.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Hiding in a drug house? No way.
They train
no
them.
Way. They train it, but they also enjoy it, kind of. They enjoy it a little more than they should. Both the dog and the cop. Quick break. Back after this.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
May of 1969, I was near Dak Tho in Vietnam. Up until then, except for a few rockets and mortars, everything was pretty calm. But then things changed. We started getting ground assaults. Seemed like almost every night, many times they would probe the perimeter. Then they got inside. I don't know how many times, but they started bringing heavy stuff. 122-millimeter rockets. These things were 6 feet long and huge in diameter. All they did was prop them up on a tripod somewhere in the jungle and fire them like a giant bottle rocket. You would hear the whoosh when it was fired, then thump, thump. If you're on guard duty in the main tower looking out into the jungle, you could see a puff of smoke. Then you'd see them coming in. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Get your newest tailgate essential when the Brewers give away a Barrelman cooler at the game on June 15th, courtesy of Leinenkugels. The first 10,000 fans ages 21 and older will take home the one-of-a-kind cooler. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, Fox River Drive, Appleton.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Great song. Billy Joel, back in his era. Boy, he had an era, didn't he?
Oh. 70s, 80s, my gosh.
Just early incredible. 90s. Incredible. And he was married to Christie Brinkley.
Right. Yeah.
How do you screw that up?
Yeah. Apparently he did, right?
How do you screw that up?
Yeah.
Christie Brinkley.
You know, maybe she...
I saw her one time.
In person?
Yeah. A little bit from a distance. She was going out when I was working in Flint. They had the Detroit Grand Prix. It was the first year of Detroit Grand Prix. And her boyfriend at the time was this French driver who got killed. And that was like the big story of the Detroit. I think it was the first year of the Detroit Grand Prix. And Grand Prix are big. I mean, that's, boy, those are big European multi-billionaire types when they come to town. Yeah,
they put a lot of money into those cars.
Yeah, put it this way. You want to have all the restaurants and all the anything you want in downtown Green Bay? Have a Grand Prix.
Yeah. Right?
I'm not kidding. That is so huge.
Well, that's really how Elkhart Lake got on the map. It wasn't a Grand Prix, but they used to race through the city. And then they built,
did?
Oh, yeah. Then, now they have, obviously, the track that's...
Which is phenomenal, which is phenomenal.
When you go to restaurants or the Ostoff or something, they have pictures, and that's where the race started, and they built the
track. I never knew that.
Yeah.
They...
Before some of the races, they'll come and they'll just do like a little parade, and it's 6-7 deep just to watch the cars go by. But then some of these guys, you know, they pull off on the side and they like to show off their toys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it's a cool thing to do.
Actually, I still think that thing in Manitowoc is cool. Is it Manitowoc and Two Rivers where they take one night and they shut off pretty much all the streets downtown except the route, and everybody that's got like a classic car, a cool car, all just getting this big parade. It goes on for hours.
Yeah, that's
it's super cool.
It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, people will put out lawn chairs at like, I don't know if it starts at 6.
Yeah.
People have lawn chairs out at like 3, yeah. 2 in the afternoon to have the right place.
Yeah,
there's something about cars.
Back then, they were different. No, they're looking a little bit vanilla.
Yeah, there's not even. Hey, by the way, I know what I was going to ask you. So I walked past Auto Gallery.
Yeah.
Okay. On what street is that? The main street that it's on.
Adams,
okay.
And then Crooks.
Adams.
Mm-hmm.
In the window. Remember I told Daryl, I said, hey, you can just window shop walking around that place. Yeah. You can see, okay. Is that a Vega they have in the front window? That the little orange car.
Oh, the orange one.
With kind of a hatchback. Is that a Vega?
Boy, I don't know.
It's what? Why would you? We need to ask Daryl.
Yeah.
Because it's right around Bart Starr's Corvettes and these other cars, and it looks like a Vega.
What's wrong with that? I mean, what? Because it's such junk? Or what do you
mean?
Well,
yeah, Vega was one of those cars we were talking about yesterday.
Oh, the Ralph.
Where they threw, you know, they just, when the gas embargo and everything, they're trying to make these little American cars to compete. I don't even know if it's an American car or Vega. Is that an AMC car?
Oh, it's French.
I don't know.
That, didn't they?
Renault? Remember the Renaults?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll ask them. Yeah, I drive by there twice a day, so
okay.
Sure. I'll look into that. If they have a Vega, first of all,
what's the big red one outside? Is that an Edsel?
Yes, that looks like
an Edsel.
I think that's an Edsel. That one that displays outside.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that he leaves that outside?
Yeah.
He leaves it out in the winter, too. It's like,
I know. I thought the same thing.
Yeah, but they, you know, brush it off and clean it. But, yeah. And then when you walk in, you know, on Adams Street, you know, that window display, then you know, take a left to go in there, is where that Rolls Royce is.
How's that?
That's an awesome car.
Okay, so I went to our great friends, Downtown Garage.
Yep.
They hooked me up again like you can't believe. They're some of the greatest people, old school service, old school garage. Remember you, treat you great, the whole thing. Even Brown Donuts, they did such a great
good.
Job.
Oh, good. All
right. Show my appreciation. Great. But they had an Aston Martin in their park. You never know what's going to be. There's like an MG Spitfire and an Aston Martin right there in that. How much would those be worth?
Right. But if you're going to take your car to get serviced, you want to go?
Yeah.
You want to go to those, you know.
Yeah.
And they've been around forever. Now, granted, the employees have been there forever. They just bought the company, but that company's been there for.
Well, they've got pictures inside.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I think the 20s.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. In the exact same spot, exact same. Love it. Love the smell when you walk in.
Downtown,
it brings back so many memories of basically growing up in a gas
station.
And they
come out and they, you know, they're like hands are greasy.
Yep. And
love it. Yep.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Great people. Downtown Garage in Green Bay.
Yeah,
what's going on today? World B Day. Oh, as we went, have we heard from Big Wayne? All right. Wayne, wake up. It's Rescue Dog Day.
Love it. We got a guy coming on today to talk about dogs.
Well, yeah. Plus, that was so cool the other day when Dennis Peters from the Glam Band brought his dog in.
Yeah, that's a good dog.
And he's telling me the history of that dog. I mean, it's amazing. You know, we always talk about, you know, the tornadoes and the hurricanes. And, you know, a lot of times I think people might forget about those things. And those people that do their best. Well, thank you, Todd.
Yeah. Not anymore, though.
Todd, was yours a rescue dog?
Yeah. Dog?
Yep. Tons was a rescue dog. What do you mean not anymore?
He
said this dog was left chained up. Remember the people left or died or whatever?
Yeah. Boy, I think when there's a flood, you know, I always talk about the American Red Cross, and they should, but there's people who go down it for the animals too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal now.
Yeah.
I don't think it was 25 years ago.
Oh, so. God, no. Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
But think what these dogs, I mean, it's kind of like just having that dog in the studio the other day. He's a beautiful dog.
Oh,
I mean, just beautiful.
And a good dog too. It seems...
But think about what that thing went through, that he survived, you know, and then to still be cool. And like, even when we did that thing at the Hotel Northland that day.
Right, we'll survive. Yeah.
Have you gotten your lunch there yet?
No.
Right. Well, you got to try.
I was going to go with you, but.
You got to try the venison chili.
Yeah, you said that.
Well, I was thinking it was a two-person thing. I was getting lunch for.
See, they gave Johnny and I did a show at the Northland for Adopt the Rescue Dog, right? Is that what the name of it was? And she goes,
that's where I accidentally ate the dog cookie.
We'll get you guys lunch.
By the way, I told that story over the weekend to somebody who had never heard it. So now everybody in my family knows.
Yes. I'm okay with it because it looked exactly like a cookie my mom would make.
Tasted like a dog biscuit.
Not bad.
Not bad. Anyway, yes, I got to get lunch there at Poke the Bear. So that's what they gave us.
What is quiche Lorraine?
It's a kind of quiche.
Type of quiche. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's Band Director's Day.
Nice.
Women in Aerospace Day. John Party, the singer, 40 years old. Busta Rhymes, 53. Tony Stewart, 54. Mindy Cohn, 59. Bronson Pinchot, 66. Jane Wheedland, 67, who I don't know.
She was in the Go-Go's.
Oh!
Little guitar action there.
Nice. And Cher is 79.
She who is. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
Her face
not,
is only
not,
5 years old.
I was going to say,
but...
not all of her. Back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Police Department has released the identity of the woman whose body was found in the Fox River on May 9th. She's 47-year-old Elizabeth Babcock of Hobart. Hobart was discovered when a passerby found her in the water near the 100 block of Bay Beach Road. Police say there's no evidence of foul play and no additional details will be released at this time. Something that isn't real could be legislated. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Sharing AI-generated deepfake images could soon be a felony in Wisconsin. The state Senate approved a measure in a unanimous vote last week. The senator who authored the bill says the law is needed to keep up with technology and to protect people from harassment and intimidation. The bill now moves to the assembly for further debate.
50-year-old Mary Terry of La Ona was sentenced last week to 10 years in prison for killing her husband by running him over with a truck and dragging him down the road. Terry pleaded guilty to homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle in the death of Donald Britton Jr. in October of 2023 in Forest County. Terry will serve 10 years extended supervision upon her release. The Midweek Farmers Market in Green Bay's Broadway District reopens Wednesday, May 21st. It'll continue rain or shine on Wednesday evenings from 3 till 8 p.m. through September 24th. The Farmers Market on Broadway is one of Wisconsin's largest farmers markets, with over 120 vendors offering an array of seasonal and fresh produce, baked goods, carry-out foods, coffee and teas, meats, cheeses, flowers and plants, handcrafted goods, and more. The Farmers Market is between Dousman and Walnut Streets in downtown Green Bay. Check out our story at WISS.FM for parking information. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler. Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s with wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, more scattered showers. Our low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 46.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Jay, Matt, and Aaron, Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will review all things Wisconsin with Pat Kreitlow and then Missy Hughes. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation going to talk about Wisconsin business and tariffs.
Matt and Aaron on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back! Mino and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. It's a little bit chilly out there. 48 in Green Bay, 48 in Appleton, 47 in Oshkosh, and showers and around 50 degrees today. Brewers back in action tonight. Got a nice win last night.
Nice
over the
see.
Orioles. Yep. Nice to see. Got off to a good start. Yeah. Scored three runs quick, and that was nice to see. Once again, 6:05 tonight in Milwaukee. We're joined right now. We're talking about all the great things that are done for animals in this area. We're just talking about it during the break, Todd. This area, real. If you're a dog, if you're a pet, this is a great area to live.
There are some pets that get a little bit more attention, money, treatment than
well. I mean,
some people.
Right? I mean, yeah. Look at his dog.
Yeah.
Right.
My dog?
Yeah. Your dog.
Yeah,
your
I mean,
dog.
I was just telling Johnny, I was at the vet with him yesterday, and just, you know, getting all these preventive shots and blood tests and just to make sure everything's fine. And that didn't happen.
No. Like I said, the only time we ever took our dog to the vet was when they got porcupine quills in their mouth. And that sucked, man. That is the worst thing, porcupine quills in a dog's mouth. Yeah. If you're in the woods, shoot a porcupine. There's nothing good about them. But we're joined with, yeah, well, on that note, but, hey, let's talk about rescuing animals here with Tim Miley.
But it's Pet Allergy Awareness Month.
Yes,
and
it is.
You know, we talk about human allergies, and this guy, I think I love what he's doing here. Tim.
Big golf outing.
Yep, big golf outing.
Hey, Tim, right, good morning. How are you?
Tim Miley, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, that's great.
We love what you're doing. We're big animal people here.
I just got Tim and I. How far back do we go, Tim, in regards to just like Facebook back and forth?
Man, it's probably 2011.
Wow.
And it's been a while.
You were the first person I ever met that was really big into, and we'll get all to all the dog scramble, everything, but into the paranormal. And then I come, and then I meet Todd, and I thought to myself, well, that friend Tim of mine is the second most invested person in the paranormal that I know in Wisconsin. You still doing that stuff, Tim?
I still am. It's not as frequent these days, but, you know, this weekend we got the golf thing, but usually we're doing paranormal events to raise money for animals. So still really involved in the paranormal community.
It's kind of interesting. I'm going to be going out to Gettysburg next month.
I know.
And I think the next week after I'm out of there, I think you're going, right, Tim?
Yeah, you're going to beat me by a couple of weeks. I'm there at the end of July.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Okay. So we'll have to get together and talk about what
so
we found.
Is this an outdoor thing or in buildings or?
Both for me, but.
Wow. This is cool. Very cool, Tim. Yeah. And it's great that you use one of your passions to help dogs.
Why? What's the passion with dogs? Why did you kind of dive into helping out animals?
Well, I've been trying to find a family-friendly way to explain this, but Pottergrass for Pooches was created in 2013. It goes back to the end of 2006 when I rescued my dog, Murray, from a shelter. He was beaten badly as a puppy. Didn't want anything to do with anybody, especially men. And I was lucky enough to become his forever home. I was going through a lot of stuff personally at the time. And I think you can read between the lines there on that. I don't need to get too involved in that. But things were not going well for me personally. And there was a point in early 2007 where I tried not to be here anymore. And the only reason I'm here is because Murray walked into that room.
Wow. Well,
and,
we had Dennis
put his head on my arm.
We had Dennis Peters here last week, and Dennis has gone through some, and is going through some. And he said his dog saved him.
Yeah.
He said I didn't save. I said, oh, did you save him, rescue him? He says no. Oh, no. He says No, I didn't rescue him. He rescued me.
And I think for a lot of people, there's nothing better than going home to an animal. It doesn't matter the kind of date you've had, because they're just happy to see you.
Yeah.
And it just makes such a big difference.
Yeah. Exactly. And Murray honestly became this spokesperson for Pawtographs later. I started to get more opportunities in the paranormal field, doing conventions and things like that. And they give you a table, they let you sell anything you want. And I thought, hey, let's raise some money for animals, and let's also create a legacy for him. So that's why you see hashtag Murray's Legacy on almost everything that we do and everything that we sell. All proceeds that we raise go to a local shelter wherever we may be. And in 12 plus years, we've raised almost $137,000.
Nice.
So that's great.
It's been very, very rewarding for me. I get a chance to tell his story, and it'll always be his story. It's not mine. I get a chance to tell his story and, let everybody know how special he was. Dogs don't live forever. He passed away in 2019, and we've been doing what we can. My wife and I, Lauren, been doing what we can here to keep the legacy going, and that's where the golf tournament comes in.
Oh, that's great. Hey, did you get another dog?
I've got a couple now.
Oh, you do? Okay. With our dog.
He's looking to sell his.
No, I would never. Are you kidding me? You couldn't give me enough money. No, one of our dogs, it was so close to him. When he died, we didn't get another dog because we didn't want to go through that again. You know, that's hard.
I agree.
If you're that really close to him, like our family was, we had three daughters. And it was just like, almost like grandma died, you know? I mean, it was unbelievable. But after a couple of years, we were missing it. So we picked up a dog, which wasn't a rescue.
So tell us about
that. It's actually kind of funny. Sorry for butting in like that. But after Murray passed away, the shelter that we're working with this weekend contacted me and said, hey, we're bringing up some animals from Alabama. Take a look at the pictures. You can have whichever one you want. And ended up finding one that had the exact markings of Murray.
Oh, wow.
And she's a female, but I still named her Ray, R-A-E. And that's in honor of him, too. So.
What was your question?
I was going to ask, why are they always from the South?
Because I'll tell you, true story. My dogs are all from the South, too.
Yeah, everybody I know this are from the South.
Dennis's? They don't think of their animals like we think of our animals up here. Down there, it's a dog. Up here, it's a part of the family. And so there's less care down there. There's more kill shelters in the South. There's more rescues up in the North.
Wow, I never knew that.
It's like back to the days of slavery. I'm going north. I got to get out of here.
Absolutely.
My God.
So tell us about it.
I would agree with what Todd said. I don't know how they treat them down there, but, you know, we know a little bit about dogs, lessons, cost, insurance, and they do treat them pretty well up here. I do. I think people in this part of the world, and that's great that you're bringing do you bring the dogs up here, or do you just work with a shelter that does that?
I just work with the shelters.
Okay.
I always tell everybody that the shelters do the real work. I just try to raise the money for them. I got the easy part.
Tim, I got to ask this quick question here. We had a dog at the thing we did, and we talked about this. He was a rescue dog from the hurricane in, I think, New Orleans, or one of the hurricane things. And you could just see in his eyes, like even in that room, he's a little... Hey, Jim, remember that? He's kind of like looking at his eyes. We're checking out the room. Do these dogs come with some, for lack of a better term, some post-traumatic stress?
Baggage,
Baggage?
Well, Murray in particular, yes. Being beaten as a puppy, knowing his story, he was afraid of plastic bags. He was afraid of doorways. I don't know what happened to him previously. I just know that it wasn't good. Have an animal now, a dog now. Her name is Daisy, terrified of thunderstorms. So I don't know if she was out in a thunderstorm while she was lost before she was found. A lot of those dogs, they come with quirks. I don't want to say baggage because I don't want to discourage people from going to and finding their...
But you have to accept that when you get one, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you're not going to get a dog that doesn't have an issue.
Okay.
But... they manage those issues because Johnny and I did an event for an adoption for a rescue, and the people brought their dogs. I think they had adopted them maybe a year ago, and boy, the relationship they had with those pets. I mean, they do adjust, or I don't know if the owners adjust or if the pet adjusts, but boy, just They were just great dogs. It wasn't like they were running away or growling or biting. They were just super
nice
dogs.
Oh, they knew we were taking care of them.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder, is that a factor, though, too, when somebody's been through such trauma and then all of a sudden, you know, in a short time period, you got somebody that's giving you all sorts of affection and care and all this. Yeah. I would think they would respond to that pretty good, too, huh, Tim?
Well, speaking of Murray specifically, we were both going through things. And that one night in particular that I spoke about earlier really changed relationship. It was never owner and dog. It was more like father-son, as weird as that might seem to some people.
Well, Jim has conversations with his dog as if he was sitting and talking to an adult. True or false?
It's true.
Do you see what the mayor did today? It's
cheaper than a
therapist. Should I run again?
It's cheaper than a therapist.
Milton, should I run again?
Yeah.
Well, Tim, tell us about the golf outing, but more importantly, if folks can't partake in that, how they can support Potographs and what you do.
And I love the name Potographs. Yeah.
You can go to potographsforpooches.com. That's potographsforpooches.com. And there's a donate button on the homepage there if you want to. Everything will go to Second Chance North Animal Shelter. We're doing a golf scramble this week. Murray gets a golf tournament. It's called the Murray Scramble. And four-person scramble, $65 a person, whole events, lunch afterwards. Some of the proceeds are going to us, which we will give directly to the shelter. And like I said, that's the shelter that put me in touch with my dog, Ray. Been working with them for years. Good people over there. Got to give a quick shout out to Farview Golf Course.
Yeah.
John owns the golf course. There's a bunch of events, charity events throughout the year. And we're just lucky enough to be one of them, opening up this golf course to us.
And, $65 a person is really cheap.
Yeah, that's a
bargain there, man.
And lunch.
Fantastic. Yeah, and lunch.
That's a really good deal.
You can't do that just on a normal Tuesday afternoon at a golf course.
And you're going to have perfect weather for that. Saturday, it's going to be nice. And you got to get out. That's a good place to start.
Right? Absolutely.
Start with a scramble. Yeah.
Yeah. So, along those lines, if, you get four people from the station, I would like to have you there. We'll cover everything for you.
No, I appreciate that. I haven't swung a golf club in a lot of years.
We'd be scrambling.
That's for sure.
We have a saying on our team, you only have to be good 25% of the time.
That's right.
That's right.
That is true.
So we just go out there, have a lot of fun, and just remember that we're there to raise money for the animals. A lot of laughter, a lot of jokes. And it's Wisconsin. There's a few drinks that get into the mix.
What?
And the name of the place, once again, is Second Chance Shelter in Oshkosh. Correct, Tim?
Just outside of Oshkosh, Second Chance North Animal Shelter. Good people that run that place want to do what we can for them.
And it's Farview, F-A-R-V-U, Golf Course, 4985 County Road R in Oshkosh.
Yes.
And they can contact them, 920-470-2395. So 920-470-2395. Or if people want to remember it better that way, the 23 would be Travis Williams and Bryce Pop.
Of course. I mean, that's what I thought of right away.
I was just going to say that, but
yep. So there you go.
I'm more of a texter, so if you text me, I'll get right back to you.
All right.
Outstanding. One more time, 920-470-2395. It's only $65 per person for the whole tournament, and lunch is included. 9 o'clock shotgun start on Saturday.
It's great. Yeah, it's good weather. Kick off the season.
Absolutely.
Do this, meet some friends.
And a great cause.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Are they going to have any dogs out there, Tim?
The shelter, I believe, is bringing a couple dogs. Nice. Going to be at one of the holes. So you get a chance to go pet a dog after you shank your drive into the woods.
Yeah.
Okay. And by our next guest just brought in his dog with him. Cody brought in his dog, Smoke. And I'll tell you what. I wouldn't mess with Smoke.
If we golf, you got to bring a dog that knows how to fetch.
That would be a good idea if a dog could find
Greg,
that,
golf balls.
If you could train a dog to get find golf balls, oh my God, could that dog make money?
And learn to bring him back and drop him on the green.
Right next to the hole. Yeah.
Tim Miley, it's great talking to you, buddy. We'll keep pumping this all week long.
Yeah, thanks for doing this, Tim.
Thank you.
You got it, my friend. Please let us know how it goes after next week, okay?
Will do. Thank you again.
Thank you, brother. Murray Scramble coming up Saturday. Just $65. Give Tim a call. 470 Travis Williams Brace Plot. $23.95. Back.
local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Gerrymandering, the manipulation of voting district boundaries to engineer an election outcome which benefits a particular party, had a significant impact on control of the new Congress. A new report by the Brennan Center for Justice found over 4 of 5 congressional districts were won by a margin of over 10%, including 90% of the GOP House majority. Within that number, 132 GOP winners were in districts with winning margins of 25% or more, and 112 by a Democrat. In comparison, only 37 districts nationwide were decided by 5% or less, and only 19 districts were competitive enough to flip. The Brennan Center points to North Carolina as a state which, after a more liberal Supreme Court was flipped conservative in 2022, replaced the previous court's 7-7 competitive maps with the legislature's gerrymandered version, resulting in a 10-4 GOP congressional seat advantage. The most effective solution to gerrymandering at the moment is citizen-led independent redistricting, which has been successful in producing fairer and more competitive maps in California, Michigan, Utah, and a handful of other states. Brennan found that independent commissions, citizen-led or otherwise, drew only 82 congressional districts this cycle, but those districts were 3 times more competitive. We have the Brennan Center's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
Brewers baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers baseball all season long on WISS. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Jim and I just agreed on something.
What? How did that happen?
Neither one of us used porta potties.
Well, I didn't say that. I said my kids won't.
Oh.
Because we're talking, his event's coming up at Lake Park.
Cody's in the house. Cody and Smoke.
And the city of Green Bay, or actually, it's more than that. Green Bay Metro is showcasing 2 new fire engines they bought. That's $1 million over that. And kids love them. The public likes them.
Old guys kind of like them, to be honest with you. Like I said, I was going for that walk the other day down the trail, and the fire department was there doing some training for the guys, and they had the big light. And I was like some 8-year-old kid.
Just sitting there and
watching. I literally sat there, my hands against the fence watching them do that. There's something, I don't care how old you are, there's something about big, cool, shiny red trucks.
And, yeah.
Is that the truth, Cody?
It is.
And they'll bring people down to that, and we're reason.
Yeah, talk about this, Cody, what you got coming
they
up,
they reached
buddy.
Out to the best barbecue in the community.
Yeah, man. Yep, so they reached out. They want me there for food trucking.
And this is Cody Krepline. Do I pronounce your last name right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Krepline.
Okay.
He's like one of those nice guys. Yeah, close enough.
Somehow, aren't you related to my wife's family or something along the lines?
Somehow or another.
It seems like everybody in Manitowoc County
Yeah.
It's related.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, they're all related from back when. In the Czech Republic or wherever, in Bohemia. But anyway, Cody Krepling, Sloppy Hog Barbecue, which is phenomenal. But go ahead, Cody.
So June 9th, the Green Bay Metro is pushing two new fire engines in the service.
Which is a big deal, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, are they both ladders? Do you know?
I'm not for sure.
Okay.
But they're going to be doing a press release here shortly about time length or the time schedule.
What if they're going to let people go up in those? You wouldn't because you hate like heights, but that's... Like he just said, everybody loves looking at new equipment.
Yeah, I think it's 6 o'clock at Light Park on the 9th.
Okay.
Okay.
And one of the attractions are you.
Yep, one of the attractions are me, so.
And Smoke.
Yep,
your dog.
He might be there.
Oh, we got to bring him.
Smoke wasn't a rescue, right?
No. He came from, he's Dutch, the Netherlands. He's got his own passport.
No kidding. Wow. Was he used in the military at all?
No.
What do they do with those dogs, Cody? Because I've seen a couple of them over there in Afghanistan,
yep.
And they're bad-ass-looking dogs. Can they be reverted to normal society?
More than likely, the handler will
keep them.
Keep them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's
just because of that bond that the handler and the dog have.
Okay.
And that's the way they are here, too, locally.
Yeah.
I mean, the handlers...
Yeah.
Train the dog, stay with the dog, the canine, and then they keep the dog.
Yeah, nine times out of ten, the handler, in that situation, will keep the dog.
I just didn't know if the military being the way the military is sometimes, they would allow it. Yeah. Even though that sounds like the right thing to do, you just don't know.
I think that's how it is.
Okay.
You know, I was never in that.
Right. But you've seen them, right, over there?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they scary looking things? And I, no disrespect, Smoke reminds me of them.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can show those canines, and it's trouble. Hey, tell us about your product offering. I mean, you haven't done any advertising, and you're quite a successful entrepreneur.
Yeah. So I was thinking about it on the drive-in.
Are you hot in here? I think it's warm in here. Okay.
It's warm
in
here.
Okay, all right, because he's charging cities.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know if Smoke
but
had
that's good for you. Maybe it'll help get you
what
in
are you
that
trying
six
to say?
Pack
yeah, okay.
What are you trying
for
to say?
Yeah, okay.
What are you trying to say?
I didn't see any barbecue. Is that part of your diet for us, too?
Yeah.
No, I decided to sleep last night.
Tell us a little bit about the background here once again, Cody. How long have you been doing this now? The sloppy
2 years.
2 years, okay. Started with a dream.
It started out doing whole hog for nonprofits to help them raise money as fundraisers, as something off the wall.
When you say whole hog, you mean where you take the sparnuckle?
No, sparnfunkel.
Sparnfunkel,
yeah.
They put the apple in the mouth?
Yeah. That grosses me out a little bit with the head, okay?
Yeah.
Do you eat the head then?
No.
No.
Well, so
you could.
What is the best part on a pig? What is the
pork
best?
Chops?
The tenderloin?
No. It's cheeks, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I've heard that.
So is that
really tender, right?
Yeah.
Would that be pork butt?
No, the cheeks.
Oh, the cheeks, your face. Oh, I thought you meant butt cheeks.
Jeez. I didn't even think that.
I don't know the parts of animals.
Yeah, I guess not. Hey, but how do you know? I've never heard that. People order a cheek? I mean, how do you?
So it's a... It's a royalty or specialty if you're doing whole hog. Normally, they're not available because the heads don't get cooked. So when you're doing whole hog, normally the host of the party or if it's a graduation party, the kid, I'll give the kid the cheeks on their sandwich.
Really?
Really.
Because
so that's like...
That's like a prime rib or...
The delicacy. That's interesting.
Do they sell those in stores?
No.
Why?
Well, think about that. That's probably a couple pounds out of a
200-pound
pig?
It's maybe the packet on the...
This?
Yeah.
Wow. So one sandwich, basically.
Yeah, you get one sandwich and that's it.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
They really do eat every part of a pig, don't they? Every part.
Yeah.
I
like the head on there when they open up the thing and you see the apple and the pig spinning around. It's all like getting crusty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that sounds so appetizing. That sounds so appetizing.
But yeah, anyway, so that makes for a great party. And
you know what that pig is thinking right before he goes? Man, I hope my friends don't see me.
But then they really, you can do those things right. Different sauces, you know, yeah. hot, medium, and some potato stuff. Those are fun parties. And like you said, graduation, that's yeah. not uncommon. It's expensive, but it's yeah. fun to have.
Graduation, weddings.
We got some cooking questions to ask you. Because we had a little bit of debate here the other day about different types of sauces to put on yeah. barbecue. And whether Jim thinks you don't need them, just dry rub or something. Was that you that said that?
So if it's
hold that thought. Okay. Sending us to a quick break. You know, I feel sorry for people that come in here. They think they're going to talk about one thing.
I'm here to promote by you. No, you're not. Yeah. It's our show.
Cody Krepplein, Sloppy Hog Barbecue. Folks, if you haven't tried it, you need to. We're going to talk about his rib cook-off competition, a whole bunch more, right after this.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some of the more than 30 million Americans under alerts about potential violent storms this morning got hit by tornadoes overnight, and some are picking up from weekend storms. ABC's Lionel Moise.
Widespread damage in northern St. Louis and public outrage with sirens not going off in many areas.
There was a failure, a human failure, a failure in protocol to get the sirens up and running.
The mayor saying the fire department will now take the lead in sending those alerts.
A fourth New Orleans jail escapee has been captured out of the 10 who busted out last Thursday night. Some are charged with murder. The local district attorney says some of his staffers have left town fearing for their lives. President Trump's due on Capitol Hill this morning to push Republicans to pass a multi-trillion-dollar budget package. There are cuts to Medicaid, food stamps, and green energy programs. Stocks on Asian and European markets gained after China cut key interest rates. This is ABC News.